dark in the sky, in its rage. But the white bird just sits in her cage,
April 3rd, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I'll get started here. Don't worry about it. I think I've done this before. Great to have you all with me here today. I got a few things to jawbone about today. We're going to have some another visit with Chris Bolin later in the week about his upcoming court date. We're going to try to drum up some support for his visit to the legal system. It's something that we would like to get him help for, because it looks like they would love to railroad him, and I think the more people that are made aware of it and that they know are aware of it will help Christopher, at least moral support minimum, but possibly more. So we're going to talk to him about the case and how he's discovered some new evidence that really points to a conspiracy, and we're going to discuss that. But I want to start out with a hit piece that came across the internet on Mike Rivero's site. My long lost pal Mike, the guy that still thinks 757 hit the Pentagon, the guy that still thinks it made a hole the size of a truck when the plane that hit it was 1,000 pounds, I think it was, this plane, and it left just a hole the size of a truck. No wings evidenced in the impact, and no plane parts other than the fuselage of a small, what we think is a Global Hawk, which many people think is. But yet, Mr. Rivero, in spite of no body parts being found, no airplane seats, no luggage, no, even the dog that was sniffing around couldn't find anything to search for. Even with all of the white shirt people taking away all the evidence illegally off the front lawn and everything else, Mr. Rivero still thinks that that it was an airplane. So we figured out a long time ago the guy was a lying sack of potatoes, and he lies about some other things too, but we won't get into those. But that one thing alone just sets this man up as being a sack of potatoes to me. And there's other things that I've had problems with this guy, and I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. And anyway, he put up a hit piece that was written by a guy named Maynard back in I think it was August of last year. Yeah. And he calls me the son of a whore, which I think my mom would take issue with that, since my mom was a married lady when I was born and never did anything that I could ever remember remotely related to that. In fact, she was a lady in every respect, and on top of that, her husband was a war hero and a military hero and a decorated veteran, and died in a fighter jet, as a instructor to younger pilots, and there was a malfunction. My dad died when I was a child. So this man is, he's just slinging insults. And why? Why would he sling insults? Well, because, and even admits that the work we've done is very good, but still thinks that I'm an agent provocateur. So Mike Rivero resurrects the hit piece on me, supposedly at this man's request, this guy Maynard. But what most people don't understand is why we are against people like Mark Glenn and this guy Maynard and John Kaminsky and some of these other what we've come to know as Zionist helpers. Now, why do we think they're Zionist helpers? I think they work for Southern Poverty Law and Morris Dees. I really do. And I think this guy Maynard, I don't think it's his real name, but that doesn't really matter whoever he is out there. What more is more important is why he's doing what he's doing. He would like this white nationalist position to be the predominant position in the complaining about the Jewish participation in 9/11 and other crimes. And he would like everybody to rave Jew, 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 which we will not do because we know that there are many Jews in the world and in the Jewish community who have nothing to do with any of this. They simply don't know anything about it. And many of them are as duped or more duped than the rest of us because they've been getting browbeaten with propaganda longer than we have. And many of them are just small shop owners, or they work in schools, or they, you know, I had a Jewish teacher when I was in high school, in grammar school, I mean, and I had them small grocery store owner, and I mean, these people are not involved in any of this crap. And when you take a look at the Jewish involvement in criminality in America, it is a elite group. It is the Crown family. It is the Kahn and the Loeb family. It is the John Kerry's family, the Forbes family, Walper family, Miller family out of Cincinnati, or is it Cleveland? Cleveland it is. Or, you know, the Schiff family, Jacob Schiff's descendants that run the Federal Reserve, that private bank that steals everything in its path. These are the criminals, and they happen to come from the Jewish community. Now, I would say to you, all criminals in the president's government are Republicans. All criminals in the executive branch of our government are Republicans, but not all Republicans are criminals. It would be stupid for me to say that all Republicans are criminals because simply and truly they are not. Many of the Republicans who follow George Bush have been duped. Many of them are nostalgic for the party of days gone by. Many of them are just biting their tongue until George is unelected again and hoping that the Republicans will come up with a better choice. But are all Republicans criminals? No. To say that would sound stupid to anybody who looked at it. And yet people like Maynard, people like Kaminsky, John Kaminsky, people like Mark Glenn, and even people like Piper and the rest are doing this browbeating of Jewish people, saying that it's the Jews. And in fact, I think Maynard wrote an article calling it's the Jews, stupid, where it's all them and they are responsible for all, and it's they're all criminals. And that's what he's implying. Now, why would they do that? Because it would be easy, if you do something like that, to brand all of us as racists. And I'm not a racist. I'm an anti-criminal. And I've known forever, for years, which everyone else is finally coming around to, that criminal Zionism is our enemy. Supporters, rich supporters of Israel, that may or may not even live in Israel. They might be the London banking arm, or they might be the Parisian banking arm, or the corporate controllers of different parts of the U.S. and European governments and whatnot. These are the people that you can relate back to criminal Zionism. And the reason why the French have not pounded on my door is because I am not against the Jews, I'm against Zionists. And Zionism is a political movement. It's a criminal political movement, clearly. But a political movement nonetheless. And the fact is, it has its roots back in the 1890s. And now, does that mean there weren't crimes being committed by Jewish criminals before that? Certainly there were. But there were also crimes being committed a couple hundred years by people within the Catholic Church and people within the Protestant religion and people that were Calvinists and people, and many of them actually were doing the bidding of Rothschild, if you take a look at your history books. So what do they want to do? They through the Southern Poverty Law Center, they want to brand all of us Jew haters. They want to brand all of us hate crime candidates, so that we can be silenced, so that we can be marginalized, so that we can be dumped out with last night's garbage. And the fact is, it is a deception that they are perpetrating on everyone, these people. This Mark Glenn, this Fields guy, the Vanguard, all of these cretins at the Aryan Nations, these sick Southern Poverty Law supported deceivers. Now, many of its rank and file in these groups don't even know that Southern Poverty Law is behind their organizations. They don't even know it. They're being duped. They're just being spun up into a froth to hate Latinos, hate blacks, hate Jews, hate everybody. And then once this is all starting to fall apart for us, the nation of America, and they pass this hate crimes legislation, which they've been trying to pass forever, they're going to silence anybody who speaks out, because they're going to say anybody who's claiming it's the Jews are racists. And based on the formula that's been set up by Glenn, by Kaminsky, by Maynard, we're all going to be silenced as a result. We won't have any more traction because we'll all be branded hate criminals. Because we went after a race of people, which, by the way, these people don't even constitute a race unless you're talking about Ashkenazis, but in the minds of the politicians and the government, and they're going to make the claim that we're against Jews, and we're not. In fact, I've got hundreds of supporters from the Jewish community who are anti-Zionist. And did you know that more than half of the Jews of America and Europe are not pro-Zion? They're not in favor of the Israeli actions in the Middle East. I've told you about people I know. I've known people in New York. I've known people here in France. I told you about my dentist recently. The guy said if he had the largest dental practice in Israel offered to him, he would not move there. He don't want to move there with these people. They're a bunch of knucklehead fanatics run by criminals. It's a criminal country. It's a Zionist criminal nation. So you need to understand why these people are coming out. Now, you take a look at the comments section on there. There's one positive comment, and then, of course, a half dozen or more negative comments from all the usual suspects. Somebody we just recently outed from the forum Nolo Jobs. We put a piece out that just crushed them. A guy named Planet Quo put together a really great expose about these people. More questions than answers, ladies and gentlemen, about them. And the simple fact of the matter is they started telling lies that I was trying to control their forum. I visited one time their forum. Once! I don't know where the heck they got this from. You see, it doesn't have to be true. They just have to say it and hope people believe it. Well, and that I'm an agent provocateur. Now, I don't know. If I am, they certainly don't pay very well. I'll tell you that much. And the fact is, it's nonsensical. You know, I called into Rick Adams' show last night and made a comment on Rick Adams' show about this very subject, about world Zionism and about the criminality of it and about what it's doing to us and about how we got to fight it and about not allowing this group who has infiltrated the alternative press into marginalizing our message and trying to steal our thunder by making us look like racist nut jobs. Because I don't have anything against any race. I have something seriously challenging about the way that the Zionists have criminally taken over our world through their banking and their media control and their control of corporate America and other places. And of course, any place that the Zionists don't control financially, they put their pressure on and they buy it up. So take a look at the facts. And when you get done looking at this, you're going to understand clearly what's going on with these people. Mark Glenn is a bad guy. Mike Piper is a bad guy. Yeah. He's working for Mark Lane, a well-known Jewish attorney who's got connections all the way back to Morris Dees and elsewhere. Yep. He's got a Satanist for his editor. An avowed Satanist as his editor. He's a well-known a gay person, which on its face of it doesn't mean anything, but the fact of it, of him being in a white nationalist movement where they bash gay people pretty liberally, and Mike Piper being gay and not coming out about all that stuff. Come on, guys. You don't smell a rat here. Go back in your history books and find out how many grand wizards turned out to be Zionist Jews. Take a look at the way the deception works. And see, not everybody who buys a copy of American Free Press is a compromised Zionist. That's just not the case. And maybe not everybody that works for them even knows it. You know, you take a look at some of these networks over here, RBN. And I, of course, I got to talk on RBN last night, but the fact of the matter is, if you look there, about 60% of his hosts are from the Jewish community. Now, how many of them are actually trying to tell the truth, and how many of them are trying to deceive us? People like Szymanski. Come on, guys. It's the Vatican. The Vatican has got nothing going for it these days, guys. Nothing. Nothing. Sorry to say, it's just a shell of its former self, and in fact, it has been a target for over 150 years of these criminal Zionists. Why? Because it was the only institution in the world that was stopping their control from being implemented, the takeover from being implemented. That's a fact. And now that they have been neutered, defanged, as it were, there's nothing stopping them now. Their governments have already been bought and paid for. France since the Dreyfus Affair, America since the beginning of the last century, when Morgenthau and Brandeis and the rest of those crooks and Untermeyer and all the big wig money people. Excuse me. So, you know, use your brains here. You know, we've got 8,000 to 10,000 people that know the truth. The 25 people who emailed me with this latest story, I think only two or three of you mentioned it was done in August. Didn't even read the date. Well, I got to admit, I didn't either when I first read it. And you got to look critically at this guy, Rivero. What's this guy about? What's he doing there? What's his story? I don't know. Lots of questions about this guy, Rivero. You know? And, you know, a lot of questions about NASA's role in his life and what he did for NASA. A lot of shenanigans. Now, that used to be a black hole for government money for a long time. How much of that money was being spent on other things? Black ops projects. How much of it was going to Israelis? How much of it was going to the mafia, to the Zionist criminals in the country? How much of it? Who knows? Probably a lot, ladies and gentlemen. When you take a look at what they've done in the last 7 or 8 years to steal, how much do you think they stole out of the NASA budget? I know you know they were stealing out of the military budget. So, question is, what would America look like had they not got away with all this theft and all this nonsense? I mean, Jesus. Anyway, now I'm rambling here, but these things need to be said, and. You know, I'm still trying to get my energy level up to the point where I can do these shows more often and sit here during the day and make phone calls. And, you know, and I do have financial challenges sitting in France. This is a very expensive place to live, and I have very few means about me. Never have had. And, you know, got a garden started. Hopefully my wife's going to be able to carry the weight on that because I don't feel up to tilling it every day. But, you know, all of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, take a look at it. Be rational. Use your ability to discern fact from fantasy. Listen to our other files trying to educate you on how this works, how it all comes together. It is not a mystery once you uncover the method behind their deception. And you have to understand that most people in this so-called truth movement are anything but truth tellers. And their followers are more often than not honest. But I can tell you many of the people in the leadership positions are certainly not. Look at it with a jaundiced eye next time you hear something from Mark Glenn, or from this guy Fields, or from Piper. Wonder why he doesn't talk about his gay lover. Wonder why he doesn't say that his editor-in-chief, Petrick, is a Satanist. Why he doesn't talk about the fact that Mark Lane is a prominent Jewish attorney with ties to Southern Poverty Law and other places. Why is it that he is so lambasted, him and Cardo and the rest of them in the DeGuayo report, and it was him that brought that to the attention of everybody about a year ago. I guess he talked about DeGuayo hadn't read it. He hadn't read it. It's the only thing I can come up with. Because the thing just lambastes him. I didn't write the DeGuayo report. I don't even know who did, but I'll tell you one thing. It lays bare that American Free Press spotlight fiasco. Lie. And then we got this guy Weber out here with the Institute for Historical Review. Oh, that's a Zionist Southern Poverty Law stinking to high heaven. You never saw anything like it. Yeah. And why do I live in France? People asked in emails. I live here because my wife's French and she's got family here and it's more important for her to be close to her family. End of story. And I didn't decide to get ill here, and I mean, that wasn't a planned thing, and I have a little farmhouse that didn't cost me very much to buy. End of the complicated story, guys. Nothing difficult to figure here. Yeah. And, you know, the people that are following, worse than that, we're going to do a little expose soon on the Mormon connection to some of this nonsense, because I got to tell you something about Stephen Jones. This guy's turning out to be a real stinker. A real, real stinker. He's had every opportunity to ally himself with facts and has chosen the opposite in almost every instance. It's just amazing, and I wonder how long it's going to be before a real good chunk of information comes out about him as being compromised. And in the first place, in the second place, you know, who in their right mind is going to think that spaceships are going to come down and bring the Messiah to the earth? Read the Book of Mormon, guys. I mean, if you're already starting out your life believing that stuff, how hard is it to have you believe all kinds of crazy stuff? Well, the next thing you're going to do is be, worshiping Spock and saying live free, live long and prosper, giving the Sabbatean hand signal for Kabbalah. Yep. Maybe there's more than just a coincidence and all that crap. Anyway, thought I'd just bend your ear and pull on your coattail for a while here and let you know a little bit about what I see. And this guy Rivero, you got to look at him with a jaundiced eye. The guy's, in my view, no bloody good. Never was. There's a reason why he's been doing this all these years, and there's a reason why he has allied himself with Alex Jones, and there's a reason why he puts things up by Maynard, and there's a reason why he's gone down this road, and there's a reason why he denies a plane, that he claims a plane hit the Pentagon. Nobody with a brain who's looked at that information for even 5 minutes could come to any conclusion other than it was a missile with a global hawk of some sort. Nobody. But except Rivero. Why? Don't know. You'll have to ask him. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, it's Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to be well. Bye-bye now.